Welcome, great people, to April 21st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo. Let's begin today's broadcast with the Pledge of Allegiance. So everybody stand up, hands over your hearts, and face the flag if you have one, and let's begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. So now getting started on today's program, we will remember the Alamo, White flies the X-15 to Machs 4 and 5, Union Colonel Strait leaves for Eastport, Miss,
and the world's largest tire rolls into New York City.
Okay, so now let's do this.
1836. Remember the Alamo. Sam Houston and his tattered group of 910 pioneers routed Mexican El Presidente / General / Dictator Antonio López de Santa Anna. The so-called proud Napoleon of the West got his butt handed to him by the Americans in a skirmish that lasted about 20 minutes. Let me back up. Mexico gained independence from Spain in the 1820s, and Americans started moving into a territory that had a scattered population. Soon, the American settlers began to outnumber the natives, and by the 1830s, the Mexican government tried to regulate these semi-self-governing American neighborhoods, which led to a Texas rebellion. Santa Anna came in and squashed the insurrection, slaughtering 183 defenders. Houston's army retreated. Santa Anna pursued them, and on the 19th believed that he had Houston cornered and decided to rest his men and prepare to attack on April 22nd. But on 3:30 of the 21st, Houston disposed his forces in battle in San Jacinto, attacked the Mexican army, yelling, "Remember the Alamo! Remember the Goliad!" Within 20 minutes, Santa Anna was captured, and the Lone Star was now independent. It didn't join the U.S. right away because of slavery conflicts, but finally on December 29, 1845, Texas joined America as the 28th state. Moving on to 1961, on April 21st, our hero tribute of the day goes to USAF General Robert Michael White. I could go over all the awards and decorations he's earned, but that would take all day. His plane was shot down by the Germans in 1945, and he was a prisoner of war until his release 2 months later. After the war, he flew the X-15 experimental aircraft and basically broke more records than a disco backlash. On April 21st, 1961, he took the X-15 pretty much into outer space. Yeah. Racked up 32,000 miles. He's also the first man to fly at Mach 4 and then later at Mach 5, according to nationalaviator.org. Like a boss! Okay. In Civil War news, 1863, April 21st. Abel Strait proceeds either by foot or by boat through Eastport, Mississippi. Union Colonel Strait's intention was to destroy the railroad lines that were supplying the Confederate Army. Did not go well for Colonel Strait and his men. In fact, it was an abysmal failure as a result of inadequate supplies, poor communication among federal commanders, and just plain bad luck. His intel, as far as how many Confederate forces and loyal Alabama locals, especially Emma Sansom, went bad when the Wizard of the Saddle tricked Strait. Confederate Brigadier General Nathan Bedford Forrest paraded his men back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth in front of Strait, leading Strait to believe that Forrest's forces were larger than they were. I think that's where Bugs Bunny gets his inspiration.
1965, the world's largest tire goes on display at the New York's World Fair. Starting out as a Ferris wheel, this 12-ton, 80-foot giant round thing started out with 64 gondolas, which carried 2 million people throughout its years at the fair, including Jackie Kennedy and her two kids, as well as the Shah of Iran. Then tire treads replaced the gondolas, and it was wheeled to Michigan, where it sits to this day.
Okay, so it wasn't actually wheeled. It was disassembled and then reassembled in Detroit. If you're a visitor to the area, welcome to Motor City. If you're a local, you don't need me to tell you that you are halfway between Detroit and the airport. It's really a giant round billboard for Uniroyal, but an effective one. For instance, in 1998, a 250-pound nail was pierced into the round fiberglass symbol for rubber in order to promote the new puncture-resistant Tiger Paw nail guard tire. USA! USA! USA!
And that pretty much wraps up April 21st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Yes, I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo. I got this website you gotta check out called joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you think about today's show, Texas fans. After a story like that, is it any wonder that Ozzy Osbourne got kicked out of Texas for a few years after peeing on the Alamo? Civil War fans, just how badly did Abel Straight look on that day in 1863? Kenny Loggins fans, do you know how to cut foot loose? Let's see it. Kick off your Sunday shoes. Ooh-wee, Louie. Pull me off of my knees. Jack, get back. Come on before we crack. Loose, foot loose. Everybody cut foot loose. Good times. Ah, the 80s. Now, moving on to tomorrow's program, we'll wish a happy birthday to Jack Nicholson. The McCarthy hearings begin, and the Blues Brothers appear on Saturday Night Live for the second time. So until then, thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. We will see you tomorrow.